Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back. Here's the context to the Eli Drinkwitz quote from earlier. He was responding to a question on sports gambling. And here's the full quote. So we're giving guys, 18, 22-year-olds, life-changing money. People are making more money on NIL than my brother-in-law, who's a pediatrician, who saves lives. And we kind of do it cavalier, and we think there's not going to be side effects or issues. There's information out there, bad actors out there always trying to make a dollar, running around campuses trying to gather information. It's going to become a key issue in our locker room. I don't necessarily disagree with him. It was just a weird way to sort of say it. I think what he's doing is what I said before that I don't have an issue with, which is, it's just crazy. Like, it is. And I think it's okay for a coach to say, or for anybody to say out loud, it's kind of a crazy world. Like, you ever
kind of a weird spot we're in.
Yeah, like, I think about that every day going into my job. Hey, this is kind of weird. I go on the radio and say my opinions for 4 hours, and I make a living off of it. This is crazy. One might say I make too much money. I don't think I do. Nobody thinks they make too much money.
No.
We're not going to put that possibility out there at all.
No. I would like more money.
Trust me, nobody would look at it and say, you make too much money.
If you saw the numbers.
But, like, you know, it's good to have the context every once in a while. Kirby Smart has now chimed in on the 8 versus 9.
Oh, good, good, good.
How many games should the SEC play, 8 or 9? He says, quote, most overrated conversation there ever was. It's not that big of a deal to me. Well, that makes sense, Kirby. You're going to win all the games anyway.
But that's why.
It's really okay. Nick Saban's saying some interesting things as well about making college football the NFL. There's SEC coaches talking time. They just all funneled through, and they've all said their takes on stuff, which is fun. Tomorrow night, late, is the deadline for early entrance in the NBA draft to withdraw. Keisei Tominaga is still in the draft at the moment. Trey Alexander is still in the draft at the moment. We'll go back to that in a second.
People forget.
Ryan Kalkbrenner ended speculation when he tweeted simply yesterday from his Twitter account, at Ryan Kalkbrenner, I am coming back to Creighton for another year, period. One of my favorite things of all time. There's no hype video. There's no graphic. There is, hey, I'm going to hop on my phone. I'm going to do these words. I am coming back. Not even an apostrophe. I am coming back to Creighton for another year, period. Thank you, Ryan. That's how you do an announcement. All announcements should be like Ryan Kalkbrenner. Or maybe, actually, you know what? I like the diversity in the announcements. Because this was about as Ryan Kalkbrenner as it got. I would have been weirded out if Ryan Kalkbrenner had done like a video and the whole, you know, it would have been not very Ryan Kalkbrenner if he did the, Baylor did a video, right?
Yeah.
Would have been not very Ryan Kalkbrenner. He does it very quietly. He says, I'm coming back. And now we don't have to wonder anymore. He pulls his name out of the draft. And now we wait for Trey Alexander's announcement over the next 48 hours. Will he stay in or will he come back? If he comes back, watch out. If he doesn't come back, I still think Creighton's in pretty good shape for next year, honestly. And then there's the ongoing situation in Lincoln with Mr. Tominaga, who by And we talked to Robin about this last week. I don't think he's had very many NBA workouts at this point. He is going into to one today, I believe, with the Indiana Pacers, which is the only one on record I see. Like the NBA teams announced who's coming in to work out with.
It's pretty transparent.
His name has not surfaced at all, with the exception of this one. So all signs would point to him coming back. But I will say this. If he gets any sniff of, you know, thinking he's got a chance in the NBA, I think that he might go after it. So I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but I'm saying if he gets sort of a sniff of it, he would be likely. Yeah, that's right. Something. What's going on? Is that some NBA in the air? If he gets a sniff of it, he might be tempted. I don't think that I think that he'll end up back in Nebraska. I do. I think he will end up back in Nebraska, and I'm relatively sure about it at this point. But I'm saying if you dangle that carrot too much, he seems like a guy who is very, very willing to jump at the chance to play in the NBA or even like adjacent to the NBA, right? Like his time being at Nebraska has felt like, all right, I'm here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I would like to fulfill my lifelong dream of playing in the NBA. I sort of get that vibe, although obviously it's a different level. I sort of get that vibe with Trey too. And obviously I think Trey Alexander has a much better chance of getting drafted than Keisei Tominaga does. So I don't know. I wouldn't be too surprised if he ended up staying in. Trey Alexander. Keisei, coming back to Nebraska. Trey Alexander, I wouldn't be shocked whatsoever if he ended up staying in the draft. It just, I mean, he had it like this. He may still have it as like his pinned tweet. He was like, it was last year on draft night. He's like, I want to hear my name called 1 year from tonight. You know, I think he really wants to do that. I think he wants to give that a shot. It all depends on what kind of information you get, what you hear. Obviously, I still think there's a decent chance that he ends up back here. And that would be a huge win for Creighton. But even if he doesn't come back, I do think Creighton's still in an okay space for next year. All right, 951-1620, you can call or text the show. Got a couple texts here that I'd like to get to as well, but let's head to the phones. It's Random Mike. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I kind of feel for Eli, or is it Coach Drink?
Coach Drink, yeah.
Coach Prime. What would you rather be, Coach Drink or Coach Prime?
Coach Prime's a lot cooler.
Okay. I mean, it had to be a rough couple of weeks for Eli because the quarterback he really liked, which we all really like, is not going there anymore.
That's right.
That's got to hurt.
His name is Danny Kalen. Old Danny Kalen.
Yeah, and the more I learn about Danny Kalen is we may really get a treasure there. This could really work out.
I think I think he makes up for I think he's going to be really good in the peer recruiting department for sure.
Yeah, and how he can throw the ball.
Yeah, I think there's still more there that we need to see at the high school level. I certainly like him. There's the frame, there's the outfit of it. But I mean, like, we got to be honest. He's not anywhere close to Dylan Raiola at this point. Not that we're comparing him to him, but I'm saying if that's what you are, if you are comparing, it's not really particularly close yet.
Well, listen, they're both going to be at this Elite 11 camp, right?
I think he's really good, yes.
Can we watch that while it's going on? How does that work with that?
I don't think so. They send people up there every year to cover it, but I think that's about as close as you get. Because it's just a bunch of, like, skills challenges that they do.
Yeah, and I mean, you never know how things are going to turn out. And, you know, it was a tough situation for recruiting. You know, Raiola's the top guy, and he's the legacy and all that. And I think our coach Rule really handled that extremely well with the communication with Kalen and that group and how it worked out.
I think so, too. It definitely turned out, you know, really well for Nebraska. I imagine it was a little bit difficult for Kalen, but he ended up doing what he wanted to do. So that's all right.
But what I've heard about Kalen is he's got elite arm skills that are getting the can be really, really good, but athletically he's not at the highest level, but he's gotten a lot better at moving in the pocket and things. But I looked up Mahomes' 40 time. And do you know what it was at the combine?
No.
Apparently 4.8.
4.8. Yeah. I mean, he's not the fastest guy in the world.
He isn't, but he's a great, kind of a great scrambler. You know, he always seems to get it when you need it.
Most of that is just most of what he does in any, you know, quote unquote, you know, dual threat. I don't think he'd call Mahomes a dual threat. But it's just extending plays. Like that's what Mahomes is able to. It's just, you don't have to be fast to extend plays.
Yeah. And when it seems like if you need 12 yards in an emergency situation, he'll get it for you.
Yeah. He can take it if you give it to him. That's for sure.
Yeah. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how that works out. But as far as baseball, Josh was tough, but hey, if you're going to get on Josh as a hater, you know, get your facts right. I mean, he didn't bail out at the end like that.
Thank you, Mike.
Pretty early on.
Thank you, Mike.
There
you're,
you go.
You're
Mike
correct.
Gets it.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how I feel about the haters on me. You know, get your facts right and don't enable them and don't let them dictate. But I am disappointed in the baseball because of the expectations, the hopes. You know, we got kind of spoiled 2 years ago because how close we were to getting to Omaha.
Yeah.
You know, really.
Yeah, I mean, getting to the Super Regional round and getting to where they did 2 years ago, I mean, that's 3 years ago. That was a huge, well, no, 2 years ago. That was a huge success, right? Like they got to the regional final and they pushed, that's what you'd ask for. That's not the minimum of what you'd ask for, but that was a successful season.
Yeah, and I don't think it's asking too much for the next 2 years to make the top 64 or top 48, whatever it turned out to be. You know, you should be able to make the NCAA tournament. I don't think that's asking too much.
I think so, too. It's tough to ask for like 2 years, like over a two-year period to make it twice. But I would say you start with the idea, hey, make the NCAA tournament. It's not a must every year, but if it ends up over a five-year stretch where you haven't made it, then that ends up being a problem.
But, hey, my hero is Walsh. Wasn't that something to see what he did?
Awesome. Great. I think he looked like he was totally out of gas in the ninth inning, and they kept missing. I'm like, this is amazing. They're just, I mean, he was dominant. He was awesome.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Childress a few times. I thought our pitching, other than that first game, which we won, was really good in the tournament. It was scoring runs that was the problem. Am I right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I like Walsh. I mean, is Walsh done, or is he coming back?
No, he'll be back. Yep.
Well, that's good. But look, our men's teams, and I'm going to stop after this, our men's teams, they don't do what you'd minimally expect them to do, and they haven't for a number of years.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of where it starts. You want to have expectations. And you know what, Mike? And thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. I think Trev Alberts, Nebraska's athletic director, he talks a little bit more that way. And it's not I don't want to sound like I'm holding him to the fire too much. I'm not particularly upset about what happened this year with Nebraska baseball, but the boss is saying, hey, look, man, like, I understand that it's not all about the end goal at the end of the year. You could still have a successful season outside of making the NCAA tournament in basketball, making or hosting a regional in baseball. But at the end of the day, and I think this is where the 2-3-4 year stretch comes into play, it is about results. So you have to find that line somewhere. You have to wherever it might be. Like they're not getting rid of Will Bolt, but I think everybody in that building has a really good understanding now of like, hey, if we don't do something and we don't do it soon, then it can go because they're very serious about results. That's it.
That's all I was saying.
Scott Frost got fired.
Scott Frost,
Scott Frost
got
Frost.
Fired.
Scott Frost.
People forget on 9/11.
Exactly. It's ruthless over there. It's cutthroat.
It is.
All right, Josh has the top five next. Josh, what are we talking about?
It was
today?
A long weekend, and there were a lot of winners. I'll tell you who won the most.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.